حياتي يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصري. Previously on Heartbreak.
Why don't you go freshen up? I feel fresh and fine. It's not like they haven't seen me in my pajamas before. You need to snap out of this catatonic state. You are stronger than that which is trying to break you. You've got this, Rumeika.
I feel weak, Faiza. I feel worse than I look. I don't have any fight left in me.
Umi, am I best back here?
No, we're only going to the court today, Abdullah. You aren't going anywhere. We are all coming back here and we are going to go on with life as we have been doing so.
I am going to stay with Abba. He is fighting for us because he loves us. I love him also and I am sure that he is sad without us here.
Is there anyone who contests the awarding of custody to the father?
Yes, Your Lordship. Ms. Khan contests the petition of custody and would like to retain full custody of the children.
Will Ms. Khan please present her argument as to why she should be awarded custody of the two children?
Your Lordship, it is inherent in a woman to be more nurturing, and both the children are at a formidable age, requiring nurturing that only a mother can provide. Ms. Rumeisa had dedicated her life to raising the children she has with Mr. Yasser while he went to work. My client feels as though the father of the children is ill-equipped to raise the children, as he had never been a hands-on father, even during the marriage. She was the sole caregiver and feels that it would be unfair that her ex-husband be given custody of the children. She set the foundation and did the core work. He simply wishes to waltz in and take the reins.
Thank you. Mr. Muhammad, please come forward and defend your petition for custody.
Your Worship, I don't wish to attack the character of my client's ex-wife, but the basis of her argument was what my client has not done rather than what she is able to do for the children. My client wishes to acknowledge his shortfalls previously, and we state categorically that he had not pulled his weight as a father. However, having access to his children denied at this point, he experienced a very rude awakening.
And now, on Heartbreak.
مشاعر الحب في الرحمن تأتلك تصغي إلى القلب في شوق له ألك مشاعر الحب في
يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي يا مرادي.
The ruling was a devastating blow to Rumeisa and a smiling victory for Yasser. Rumeisa identified only as a mother and knew no other life. After all, she had spent the vast majority of her time on mothering duties for a better part of the last 12 years.
عب نظم من نداك كم شربنا من رؤاك
Abdullah, make it snappy. The transport is going to be here any minute. Come on, hurry up.
Huda, I can't find my techies and we're having PE today. If I don't find it, you know I have to sit out of the lesson. And that's like the best part of school. Please will you help me find it?
Why didn't you pack everything last night?
I was busy with homework. And it takes a little longer to do it without Umi's help.
Come, Abdullah. You're just going to have to sit this one out.
Wait, let me just check one more time.
يا حياتي يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي يا مرادي يا نشيد الأغنيات.
I wonder how the kids are managing. They've never had to get done on their own before. Oh, my Huda, who is plaiting your hair? I'm so, so sorry, my princess. I really should have fought harder to keep you people.
Rumeisa.
Gee, mommy.
Mahmood phoned. He wants a chicken jalfrezi which you make. When you get out of bed, please come and make it.
Okay. Chicken jalfrezi was Abdullah's favorite. I wonder whether they're eating properly. You know, Yasser is probably just feeding them junk food. There must be a way to get them back with me. At least this weekend I'll see them. Oh, my babies, it's been such a long 2 weeks.
An idle mind is the devil's workshop, and this proved to be the case with Rumeysa. Having nothing much to occupy herself with during the day, she imagined many different incidents which could go wrong that would have her kids return to her. She lived only for the moment that she would next see her children. Yasa, on the other hand, had changed the direction of his life and was now more determined than ever to be a good role model for his children, even though it came with its fair amount of challenges.
So, how was school and madrasa today, my children?
We were late for madrasa again. Abba Hasina said that if we are late one more time, we are going to stay in during break.
Why were you late?
Abdullah doesn't listen to me when I tell him to get done. He runs around and takes forever to eat. Ummi had to just give him the look and he would get scared.
I don't always know where to find my kusa and things. Tomorrow, can we have mutton curry and rice for supper? I don't want chops and vienas again.
Suddenly, all the responsibilities which Hudar had to take on had dawned on Yasa. At only 12, she was playing adult to her brother during his absence, and shouldering such a burden was just not fair on her.
How blind could I have been to the value which Rumeysa added to my life? I criticized her lack of interest in her appearance, but I failed to acknowledge how much she had done for me and for the children. She was a treasure in her own right. May the Almighty guide me in my quest to find a spouse who will do for my kids as their mother had done. And may I be able to do for her children as I would for my own. May she help me raise them in a manner that they become the flag bearers of Islam.
Yasa was now on a mission to find a wife, but sure as day, he did not expect it to be as difficult as it proved to be. Not wanting to rob his next marriage of any barakah, Yasa had opted against dating. An aunt of an aunt knew a lady who had been divorced and was seeking to enter into his matrimony, and so Yasa, together with his parents, went on the infamous Samusa run. During the time allotted for Yasa and this prospective bride to have a private discourse, Yasa discovered that not all that glitters is gold.
How long have you been divorced and what led to it?
Just under a year. We just couldn't see face to face.
That's not very long, and that's a blank statement. Is there something to hide?
No. It's just that there were two of us in a marriage and we each had our own faults. I have grown from that point of having to discuss the flaws of the mother of my children to elevate myself. Remember that she and I had differences, and as a result, our marriage fell apart.
I've been told that you have custody of your children. Would you be willing to amend your arrangement so that you and I will be able to have spousal relationships without the interference of the children?
No. Given my children, this is not an option, eh? They are not an interference, and they will always be my number one priority. Thank you very much. I humbly thank you for your time, and let's end this conversation. I don't think you and I are compatible.
يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا
Yasser had been on a number of samosa runs, none of which yielded any positive outcome. Being a divorcee was a challenge on its own, but having his kids under his care made an already difficult task near impossible. It was a shock to his system to realize the stigmas attached to those whose marital status reads divorce.
Why so sad, my brother?
Why does society judge us so harshly?
We have become so foolish in our ways. We have been conditioned into thinking that different is wrong. One can only hope that people's mindsets change and they start to think differently.
In eras gone by, divorces were not shunned or looked down upon. Why now should a person be defined by their marital status?
Within every community, there are those who sit upon their thrones, ready to criticize anyone who does not conform to their ideals. There's always going to be those amongst us, but it serves us nothing to pay attention to them.
I did not think that it would be so difficult to find a wife. I was criticized because of my Islamic outlook. How can I still be too young to want to follow the Sunnah as best as I can?
At this point of the conversation, Huda walks past and begins to listen into the conversation.
I have been rejected on the basis of my children. Who would have thought that wanting to be the best father to my children would be a problem?
You know what, my brother? There's a woman out there praying for someone like you. A partner whose beliefs and personality traits complement that of yours. Don't be sad. Don't despair.
There is nothing that makes me happier than having my children with me. But really, it isn't easy. There are things that I cannot do for them on my own, and it is not fair on Huda to lose her youth to helping Abdullah. It is my hope that Allah opens my path for nikah sooner rather than later.
Unknown to Yasser, Huda had overheard the conversation between himself and his sister. She was feeling overwhelmed by having to suddenly take on extra responsibilities which her mother used to fulfill, but simultaneously felt saddened at the difficulties her father was experiencing because of her and Abdullah.
We are the problem that Abba can't find his happily ever after. In order for him to get married, he needs to let go of us.
Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, an interesting episode, an interesting piece of the drama series Heartbreak. In this episode, I think what really stood out was that it highlighted the contribution from Humaysa. Up until now, the focus, Maulana Habib, was on Yasser. You know, what Yasser has been through, things like that, the contributions of Yasser. And because of that, we find that Humaysa's efforts has been overshadowed. But in this particular episode, we find Yasser, for the first time actually, he's looking after the children alone. And we're saying that they're getting late for school and madrasa, they're misplacing their things. And he's starting to realize the contribution of Humaysa. And overall, when we look at this, Maulana, we can take our time to also realize the contribution of women in our households.
You make a very strong point, Maulana Yusuf. It's only in the absence of our partners we realize how much they are doing for the relationship. Getting up early in the morning, preparing the lunch, getting them ready for school, whilst the husband, in the background, he's just grooming up for work, and off he goes with a lunch, and he's out of the house. But the wife has to prepare breakfast first, and then lunch for the children, get them ready for school, make sure they're on time, and then worry if they are well at school, and then when the bell rings, they are there before time to pick them up, and getting everything done in the house at the same time, seeing that the domestic keeps everything neat and tidy by the time the husband comes. So she's fulfilling so many roles at one go. And here you see that Yasser did win custody of the children, but he isn't able to fulfill that role as well as Rumaisa was doing it.
True.
I mean, misplacing items. Abdullah can't even find his topi or his kurta. He doesn't know where it is. Children are getting late for school. This shows you that Yasser is struggling. It clearly shows you. And at the same time, Yasser is also in his mind starting to realize where Rumaisa fits in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that, you know what, it's not just about looks. At the end of the day, the house also needs to be running. And the children require a stable home to flourish. Now you see in this episode also, Mala Yusuf, that Huda is taking the responsibility.
Yeah, and it's difficult for Abdullah. I mean, you think of Abdullah example now. It's like the first time in his life where he has to actually get up and look for his things. He has to actually go and look for his shoes or topi. You know, he's basically now, he has responsibilities at this young age. And that is why, you know, we come back to that point that before we go to the courts, before we go for any other procedure as far as custody is concerned, it's both the husband side and the wife side. They need to get together and they need to make a sensible, clear-minded decision, keeping the children's needs in front. It might be different. Sometimes maybe it will be better for the children to stay with the mother, sometimes with the father, and in certain cases with none of the parents, maybe with the grandparents. But the point is, before we go anywhere to any legal proceedings or anything like that, we need to look at the well-being of the children. And when we say well-being, we're speaking of things like this. You know, will it be that the children will have to take responsibility at such a young age? You know, what decision can we make that will grant them the most comfort?
I mean, they require the time and the energy to flourish in life, but now they are bogged down because of things like these. And look at Huda in this episode. She is helping Abdullah with the homework. She's doing the bulk of the work for him. She's basically fulfilling the role of a mother. Exactly. Although Huda is the daughter of Yasser, but this is the challenge when it comes to the absent parents in a scenario where you find that one of the children, the most senior one, has to now play the fatherly figure or the motherly figure. And they have to now sacrifice their comfort, and they have to sacrifice a lot of their own choices in life. I have to think of my brothers first. I have to think of my sisters first. Because they are like now the mother or the father in the house.
Gee, and it becomes very difficult. It becomes unfair on them. Like how in this episode there was mention made that it's becoming very unfair on Huda. She has to take this responsibility now of being a mother.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Like we say, Mona Yusuf, in every episode we've been reiterating and emphasizing on this point. It's the children. It's the children. It's the children. Yasser got the custody. They are by his house, but things aren't easy. Who's suffering? The children again.
Children, gee. Yes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. There's also the aspect of Yasser going for the samosa run and, you know, the stories about all the proposals there. But, Mulana, we'll keep that discussion for the next episode.
Yeah, make sure you listen to the next episode because things are going to develop from here. You'll see what happens to the mother and to the father. So things are going to get very interesting there.
JazakAllah for that. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You've been listening to Heartbreak, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast prohibited.
This program was brought to you by
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil triple refined pure sunflower oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.